Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, Joshy boy. So Josh had a lady friend over to his house the other night. Set the scene and tell us what had happened.
Well, so I was actually at her house. This is, it's just a good friend of mine. I've known her for, gosh, dang near a decade. And so we were just talking back and forth, and she's like, hey, I got a new cat. You want to come over and see it? And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? I got nothing going on. So she lives pretty close to me, so I went over to her house, and we're hanging out. I'm playing with the new cat. He is so cute. It's adorable. And we're both sitting on the same couch together, and she's kind of, like, leaning against the armrest, so, like, leaning away from me, mm-hmm. which means, like, her bottom half is kind of facing towards me.
Yeah, sure.
And so I'm just playing with the cat. It's actually
blanket on her.
And so I'm playing with the cat. We're watching TV. Actually, funnily enough, Love Island was on, which is
okay,
funny.
Okay, yes.
And so I'm not really paying attention to that. And then she like, looks at me kind of, like, with a half smile, like a sly smile on her face. And I was like,
what?
Do I have something on my face? What's going on? I'm holding the cat. I'm like, did it just, like, you know, pee on me or something? And she looks at me and she just goes, you're going to smell it. And I was like, I'm going to smell what? And then she goes, like, I just, like, let one rip. Like, I just farted.
Oh, that
is exactly what she did. And I was like, what? And she's like, oh, yeah, you'll smell this one. And she's like, it smells like a fart. And I was like,
oh, gosh.
What is happening right now? Exactly what it was.
The confidence in the smelling.
And I was so thrown off because, like, this isn't a person I hang out with, like, regularly. Like, we went to college together, we're friends, I've known this person for a very long time, but I just don't think we were close enough to do that.
Well, and you've never been romantic, right?
This is strictly a platonic relationship, you guys are just friends. And like, we were decently close in college, but like, again, we do not like hang out all that often. It just so happened she got a new pet and I wanted to see it. And, like, I don't go over to her house very often or anything. And I was so thrown off by what I heard her say. And then about 20 to 30 seconds later.
You did smell it.
It hit you.
Dude,
it was bad.
Taste it. Like, it was not just a smell. It was.
It was bad.
Bad. And I just, like, I didn't know how to handle that. I really didn't. Like, I didn't know if I should laugh. Or
how
not.
did you handle it?
I kind of just looked at her, and I was like, and then 20 or 30 seconds later, I go, oh, yeah, no, I can smell
it. It's pungent.
There it is.
Acknowledged
last
night,
so
that
So I
smelled
acknowledged it, because at first I thought she was kidding.
Yeah.
I guess to me it's like, it's kind of gross or whatever, and you're not dating. It's not romantic. Like, who cares?
I kind of care.
Do you?
Well, there's like an etiquette thing. Like,
yeah.
What is the etiquette thing?
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Or like, excuse yourself.
For
like,
sure, it changes your dynamic, or at least probably the way you look at this person.
It was
a little bit
right in front.
Is it because she's a girl?
I mean, kind of. Yeah. Like, but also,
girls
like,
don't do that.
Her well, I know everybody does, but like, her cannon was facing me. Like, that was the worst part. It was facing me, and like,
well, like, sometimes you got a toot, you got a toot.
That's fine. I would have gone to the restroom.
Yeah,
or like,
you go
gotten
to the bathroom
up,
for that.
Or,
really?
Oh,
I'm
my
just
gosh,
thinking, like,
yes.
If I was hanging out with a dude friend and I had to let one rip, I would get up and go to a different room. If we were just friends, I would never
but
break
again,
that barrier.
How many years have you known her?
Never.
Since college?
People,
I mean, yeah, this is how many years?
Since then, we have hung out maybe 4 times. And I graduated college in 2018, so, like, it's been a minute.
Yeah.
And, like, we're friendly. Like, again, we're fine. We are good friends, and but, like, that was a barrier that was broken, Jeremy.
Absolutely. That was a line crossed.
Those walls were torn down.
I mean, you pretty much gave up any hope.
And, again, Jeremy, facing me, dude.
Yeah! Can inside.
I think I like her.
Oh.
I would hang out with this girl more often. She's funny. She sounds funny, silly, goofy. Like, who cares?
You know what's interesting is, like, again, we have always been, like, platonic friends. We've never, you know, there's never been, to me at least, like, a real interest. But, like, after that happened, I was, like,
completely
more turned off than I've, like, I don't even know how to say it.
Was
like,
there
as a friend,
any
I was turned
like
off.
Inkling like this could get
no.
into anything more than friendship?
And no, we're buddies.
Like, no.
Like, we're pals. And then,
okay.
But after that, I was
well, then
like,
what's the big deal? Like,
I just think there's etiquette. You don't face your rear end towards someone and let one go.
You don't. Like, I'm even thinking my friends who are like have been my friends for 10 years. I'm trying to think in that realm of
that.
You know, friendship. I would never. I'm thinking of one friend specifically who is a guy and we've only been friends. Would never.
You guys, well,
I'm
thinking just a fart.
You're right.
Would you? In front of, like, if we were here right now and you had to let one rip.
Would you rip in front of Katie?
And would you just be like, you're about to smell it.
I know.
It's coming your way.
Like, honestly, if it was you and me, I wouldn't care. I really, yeah. I think it is different.
Like, I'll
she's
be standing
girl.
Outside with neighbors and, you know, like, they'll just, they'll fart. My buddy Scotland Rob, like, he was just over at the house and we were in the kitchen refilling our drinks and he farted.
He goes, oh, you're going to smell that one.
It's coming at you, bro.
Oh, it's Darte.
But it is different because that's your bro. And I think that does make a difference.
You guys fart on each other just to be funny.
No, like, again, we just went out with our two neighbor friends across the street that are roughly our age, and we were leaving a restaurant, and she ripped one as we were leaving
really?
The restaurant.
Really?
She leaned to the side, put her leg
gosh,
up.
Oh, gosh, she even leaned to the side.
Yes!
Wow.
And it was just kind of like, huh?
Oh,
first
wow.
It was a huh, but then it was like,
did you smell it, though, after?
I didn't smell it.
I got the
but,
whiff.
Like, it's, to me, it's always kind of funny and charming when a woman does that. Like,
it is.
Out of nowhere. The phones are ringing
to
like crazy.
To a degree.
Do we want to go in blind with these? Josh usually answers the phones.
Do we want to try it?
We can try it. Hey, good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Jeremiah.
Hey, Jeremiah.
What's up, Jeremiah?
Okay, you're on the air, so keep it clean. What do you want to say about this girl farting in front of Josh?
That's absolutely disgusting.
Yes.
Like, it's bad enough when your, you know, guy friends do it. But you can kind of laugh about it, but something like that, I don't know. Like you said, it's an etiquette thing. So that's a huge turnoff, like, all around.
Not after they've known each other since 2018, buddy.
But it's also not like we were doing that in front of each other since 2018.
Well, you've got to start somewhere, though.
No, you don't. We're friends. You don't, right,
okay,
Jeremiah?
So, Jeremiah, let me ask you, if you're dating a woman, how would you react to that? And then, like, what's your time frame before that's appropriate to do in front of each other? Never? Are you a never guy?
No, I wouldn't say a never guy. Like, obviously, if you're dating for a while and you get comfortable with each other, it's a little bit different. But if you're not dating, and I think what made it worse is what she said.
You're going to smell it.
If she hadn't said anything, yeah. If she hadn't said anything, it probably would have been, you know, or maybe afterwards been like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry if Josh had brought up, like,
the smell that I smelled?
Is that your cat?
The putrid smell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully it wasn't her cat.
I don't know. Just get it done. Get it. It's just a fart. Everybody
no, but
fart.
It was the way she said it, too. Like, it literally, like, she
yeah.
broke the barrier with, oh, you going to smell this one. And I was like, what?
What? Yeah, that's disgusting.
All right. Jeremiah's in camp. Don't ever do that. Thanks, buddy. Have
Run
a good day.
Away.
Here's Ed on the line. If anyone else wants to sound off about Josh's puckered situation, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. All right, Eddie, what do you think?
I think she is a winner, Josh.
Oh, really?
Okay, why?
I just feel like she's being so comfortable and open with you or whatever. I have been married twice. And I'll say one marriage, I have not been able to just, like, be myself around that person. And the other one, I have. And I'm still married to that person.
Okay,
so
yes.
Ed,
what if it...
Yes. Better, but.
I'm just, like, because it... I'm not going to lie, it kind of grossed me out. It's not that I don't think, you know, girls don't do that or anything. But, like, I don't know. It was kind of the way it was brought to me. So if... I know it's, you know, her comfortability is great. That's awesome. But, like... I don't know. It was just a situation, Ed. You had to be there, man. It was very...
I think you just need to do some inner soul searching and figure out that this is okay for you and get past that uncomfortability.
He needs to do some inner colon searching, Ed, is what he needs
there
to
it
do.
Is.
There it is. I was kind of talking to him about this off the air, and it's like, I've been with my wife for over two decades. You know, we're going on 20... whatever it is, 4 years or whatever together. I'm like, dude, it's just a fart. It's not that big a deal. Some mm-hmm. things are going to happen during your relationship throughout the years that is going to make you the fart look like nothing. It's no big deal.
Exactly.
And I'm with you, Ed. It's like, to be comfortable around somebody, you know, enough to do that, Shoot, that's awesome to me. I'm all for it. Fart away.
Yeah, just
let loose.
So you get them in the car and you hold the window or lock the windows and everything.
There's nothing better than a good Dutch oven, too. Yeah. Am I right?
Yeah.
Oh, am I right? Yeah. Ed, we appreciate you, man. You have a great day. Thanks for calling.
I appreciate you guys.
All right, smell you later.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, a bunch of guys calling today for this. Hi, Robert.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, so what do you think about this young lady fluffing in front of Josh?
I'm kind of torn, I'm not going to lie. So, Josh, you guys don't
hang out
on a regular basis, correct?
Sounds like she's torn a little
bit, too. Yeah, she tore one, too. Robert.
What was your question?
Tore it up.
You guys don't hang out on a regular basis, right, Josh?
No, I mean, it's been, I mean, seriously, like four times since we graduated college.
Okay. I think that's the barrier that was probably crossed. Now, if you guys hang out like every other week since 2018, I think that might be a different story just because then you guys are used to one another, so on and so forth. Not necessarily in a relationship term, but more in that friendship term where you are kind of comfortable where, you know, if she lets one slip by accident or does whatever, you're like, haha, kind of funny. But four times in 7 years is, in my opinion, not okay.
It was a little shocking. And like another thing is like truly, Robert, we have never ever crossed the line of like wanting a relationship. Like I'm kind of the guy that she goes to about all of her relationship issues. So like we are friends and that's kind of both how we see it. Like we're good buddies and that's it. So I'm also like, maybe I am just, you know, one of the girls or the guys to her and that's fine. But like, I guess it was so shocking to me.
It was unexpected. You weren't
expecting
it. The smell,
the unexpected and the way that she announced it.
You know, yeah, I would have farted right back at her, is what I would have done.
I didn't have one.
We'll work on it.
But like, honestly, Josh, I think it's okay. Honestly, it's the way she presented it is the not okay part, but it's human nature to fart. It's okay
totally.
On that
it's
aspect.
Gonna be fine.
But
I'm more concerned that you went over there just to pet her cat, and yeah, you were literally petting a cat.
The fact that we haven't brought that up yet, like you went over there to visit a
you
cat.
Went over to visit a cat. Honestly, you deserve to be farted on.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
What grown man does that? Robert, exactly. Thank you so much for calling today. Yeah, I'll come over and pet your cat. I have a feeling you were thinking it was going to be something else.
You guys, this is platonic.
I have a feeling you thought it was going to be something else when she offered that up. Hi, Bree.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Well, good. None of us are gassy this morning, so we got that going for us.
So I guess that's good.
What do you think about this girl that was hanging with Josh and she let one loose?
Well, I do agree with Robert. The cat thing's weird. Like, you signed yourself up for some weird stuff there.
Yeah.
But I'm in between. I feel like, Jeremy, like you said, like, I've been with my partner for quite a while. I've had two kids. Like, we've seen a lot together, but yeah, they're not there. Like, they're just friends. So, yeah, like, if I'm just sitting in a room with a dude, like, I'm going to be polite. I'm not an animal.
See, that's the thing, Bree. Okay, right what you just said.
I'm not an animal.
It is a polite thing. Like, we're not dating. We are not ever going to date.
But she's not a stranger.
No,
she's not a stranger.
I don't even care. Maybe it was the comfortability that she was at her own house.
Yeah.
Maybe. But, like, at the same time, if you have guests over, I thought you'd be a little bit more polite. Like,
blame it on the cat.
I think it's a polite thing.
All right.
It's definitely like an etiquette thing. She could have just been like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Or like you said, excused herself, gone to the bathroom.
But to be proud of it the way she was,
so
I think
proud,
that's
Katie.
Like, yeah, you're going to smell it.
Yeah, that's a different relationship. That's like something I would do with my brother. I'd be like, oh,
yes.
Ah, you're smelling this one.
You do that thing where you fart into
like
your hand
friend.
And then throw it at him.
You
know?
Cup it. Yeah.
You cup it.
Yeah, different relationship.
Bree, you know what's funny? We were talking about this off the air with another one of our coworkers, and she's been married for a while, and she, even though they are married, refuses to do it in front of her husband.
Couples, yeah.
She like says if she's not feeling good in the middle... It's too much stress. If she's not feeling good in the middle of the night and she's got to do it, she says she'll get up in the middle of the night and go to the other room and do it. I'm like, I can't imagine doing that.
Oh, no.
Oh, no is right. I'm like, that's no way to live.
That's no way to live. I don't have time for that.
Farting in front of everybody.
Bree's farting like crazy all the time. All right, Bree, thank you for sounding off. It's a ridiculous topic.
One,
all right, see you later. Bye. All right, we'll do one more. Here's Tiffany. Hi, Tiff.
Hi.
Hey, girl. So you want to sound off on old gassy friend at Josh's place?
Hey, a fart is a fart. It's a natural bodily function. Everybody does it.
the stigma needs to go away.
Yeah, well, free the fart.
Free the fart. Free the
I love it.
Tiffany, can you make us some t-shirts that say free the fart?
Yeah.
I would love to.
So let me ask you, if you're hanging out with a bunch of your dude friends, are you doing it constantly?
Well, if I got a fart, I fart. Yeah. When I'm around dudes, that's it. It happens.
You don't want to hold
that
in.
You can either be embarrassed about it, or you can just go with it.
She was not embarrassed, yeah.
None of the guys have ever said anything to you like, ooh, gross, why are you doing that?
Nope. None.
Because you are around some confident men.
Situations like, yeah, at a restaurant or something, excuse yourself, but you're in the comfortability of your own home or whatever, hanging out with friends, farts happen.
Yeah.
Fartastic.
No. Make it happen.
Fartastic.
Why is it I feel like you would also do it at a restaurant, though, Tiffany? Just a hunch.
No, not at a restaurant. I'd walk away.
Yeah. Sitting at Applebee's, you know?
No, she's got class. She's got couth.
Tiffany, thank you for calling. Very
couth with her poop.
Josh, I think. couth with the toot.
Wow.
With poops.
I don't know what to tell you, buddy.
It's I said. It's not
you need
the,
to get. You probably should get over it.
It's. I will. It was just the way it was presented. I'm cool with it. I know everybody.
I
would have
gone home, brushed my teeth immediately.
Oh yeah, put on spray deodorant. Yeah.
No, it's funny though. I know couples who have been together for decades and have not farted in front of another. It's something that they just do not cross.
See, but again, I'm not a couple.
Boundary they don't break. No,
we
exactly.
Like,
that's what I'm saying. I think it's for each person. It's a specific thing because some people just get way too grossed out, and you can't help. When something we've talked about this before too. When something gives you the ick about someone, it's
you can't get past it. You
cannot irreversible. Get past like it. You cannot change that opinion about somebody. So
I
yeah,
fear
I
for your future
it.
Wife, honestly, because I feel like you're going to be one of those that makes her leave the room.
Oh, no, does,
I really
not.
Do.
I have been,
I feel like you're going to be that guy.
I have been in relationships, and it was, when it's with someone that I love, I find it kind of endearing and kind of cute.
When
so
they
I'm
fart
not
in their sleep, right?
Well,
just when
adorable.
They're sleeping.
I think it's adorable.
Sleeping,
it's
just when they're sleeping, though, and they have no control.
They can do it whenever, but it's just, again, it's an etiquette thing. I'm like, hey, I'm just your pal. I'm over here to hang out with you, and you're forcing me out of the house with that. Like, yeah. That's what it was. Yep, that's exactly what
it makes
was.
Me laugh every time.
Such a solid
so
way.
Thank you to everybody.
Someone's trying to hide it. That's the reason
yeah,
it's so funny.
Totally.
That's
like,
a one cheek.
My
cut.
Goodness.
Thank you to everybody who was sounding off, pun intended, today. Appreciate you guys. It's funny how many messages are coming in about farts. The thing
oh,
I love
gosh.
About our text line is, you know, Big Rob and Nina come in after us, and then they're probably scrolling through the texts from the morning, and they're going to get about 50 of them that are having to do with farts, and they're going to be like, what were you guys talking about?
What happened?
Today? What were you doing?
Like this one, the act of farting's okay, it's the unpredictability of the smell.
That's right. You
know,
never know.
Random text.